Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
We have an Odyssey open house tonight. I thought, wouldn't it be fun if I brought into the show, the morning show, Kale and Company, Nick Kale, Dawn Stensland, Greg Stocker, live in studio with me. You started 12 hours ago and 7 minutes because you started at 6 a.m. Yeah. It'd be nice if we turn their mics on. Hang on. Let's make sure we get your mic on. Try that again.
Woo-hoo. Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you now, yeah.
As Joe Biden would say, is this on? Hello.
That thing's
hello.
On, yeah. Yeah, you guys started 12 hours and 8 minutes ago because you started 6 a.m., right?
And we start again in 11 hours and 53 minutes.
Yeah. But who's counting?
Yeah. Why don't we just have a sleepover? You guys want to do a slumber party?
I brought my jammies.
I definitely don't want to do a slumber party with you guys.
I just figure by the time I get home, I'm going to have to turn back around anyway, so.
You might as well just stay here.
Yeah,
sleep. Right. I mean, just you could just sleep in the studio.
Yeah.
We've all done it.
Maybe I'll come to the Zeoli Palatial Estate.
Come.
Ooh.
Yeah. You fire up a pizza for me?
It's raining out. Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't have any dough made.
Okay.
But, you know, I do have a home studio, so you could use that if you want.
You have bourbon?
Do I have bourbon? I have bourbon not here. But by the way, what's the deal? You guys came in here, no booze? You didn't bring me a?
No, we did.
I'll bring
it. No, stay. You stay. Don't. Soccer just wants to get out of here.
Yeah.
All right. Are we having fun in the mornings? You guys sound great.
Thank you.
Show sounds great. Yeah. You're waving the flag?
Yep.
It's a very patriotic show. It is a very patriotic
Greg's
show.
Greg is very patriotic.
Yeah. I got to see. Yeah.
And by the way, Greg is right. Limp Bizkit is overrated and terrible and they stink. And I'm glad he said it this morning. It needed to be said. Good for you.
The dummies with a backwards hat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, terrible stuff.
How about the elitism of this guy? It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. Now, the cut sheet lasted, 2.5 hours today?
Yeah. We started at 7:40 and it took us to the end of the show.
Yeah. That's got to be fun, right?
It's great. It's great for me. It's less lifting.
Yeah. That's good.
We should probably get out and
you got to go.
We have a schmooze.
Cool. All right, go schmooze. You stay for a second and then you go back out. And then just
I want to see
quick.
The pictures from the White House I still call her baby Claire. I can't help it. Patrick and beautiful Claire.
Yeah. So we got into the press briefing room a little bit late because there was a mistake with the paperwork, but they worked it out, but we got in there too late to ask a question, but we got some great pictures and, you know,
so that's awesome.
It was fun. But I had to call my friends at the press office because it turns out I get to the gate and show my ID to the Secret Service and he hands me the blue badge for the West Wing and he goes, what are their birth dates? And I told him the birth dates and he goes, they're not in the system. I said, what?
What?
They're not in the system. I said, are you kidding me? Now it's 12:30 and the press briefing starts at 1. So I start reaching out to my friends in the press office, but they're all doing stuff because, they're
busy.
They're busy. So I had to get all my information over and then I didn't have the kids' social security numbers with me. So I had to call Bridget and we had to get them over there. But so we're like, we get into the, they let us in And then we go down to the press briefing room, and there's a guy out there, and he goes, it already started. I go, I don't care. And I open up the door, and I just shove the two kids in. I just literally push them into the briefing room. And then some nice reporter turns around and says, there are some seats, and they helped Patrick and Claire get into the seats.
Aw. Who was that? Like Reagan Reese or somebody like that?
I didn't recognize the person. It wasn't, Yeah. And so they got to sit down at least. And then I said to Patrick, I said, raise your hand. Ask a question. But he was kind of reluctant. And then every time Caroline would say, who has a question, he would not put his hand up. And then he would put his hand up as soon as she picked on somebody. I was like, I see what you're doing, buddy. I see what your game
He's
is.
A little
zealy, yeah.
You know?
Can I play a clip for you and get your reaction?
Sure.
I would like to play for you Cut 13, if I could, guys. This is a frequent person that we've talked about. You and I, Dawn Stenson, we were together in afternoon drive and morning drive quite a bit, particularly during COVID-19. Cut 13, please.
And that far left is so intense and so active and so strong.
Dawn.
You better not get on the wrong side of them.
Dawn.
Because they will threaten you, and they will threaten you in a
Dawn,
primary.
Dawn, he's back.
They're very strong in a primary because you have that low turnout.
The turnout is back.
So it's a paralysis. Unless it's perfect.
All right, you got to stop it. I know you got to get out there.
When I saw this, can I just say this? When I saw this today, the DOJ is going after, I thought, oh my God, New York stink.
New York stinks.
Like, right?
Dawn, now with more lavender, you have a beautiful hue of prison hand sanitizer, now with honeysuckle. Just how we suck the lives out of the nursing homes, now more honeysuckle, Dawn. By the way, you look beautiful.
Thank you, my darling.
I'm just saying, nice rack. I was talking about the equipment in there. What? It's my culture. What? I make offensive comments towards women. Remember that day you blamed it on being Italian?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's his culture.
It's my culture. It's I grab culture. Cheeks in the elevator. It's what I do. What? Don't judge. It's good to see you, my friend.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
I'll see you in a few. I know you got to get out there,
right.
But
love
thanks
you.
For coming on the show. Love you more. You're doing great.
Thank you, baby.
She's the best.
She's the best.
Yeah, so, all right, let's play some more audio, shall we? This is now, I would like to play, yes, James Carville saying that the Trump administration charged Representative McIver because she's black. Now, this is insane, but there's a lot of insane things that this guy says. But I told you why they charged her and why these Democrats did what they did. So, you know, they charged her. Tom Holman said it earlier in the show today. The border czar was on at 3:30, and he said it because she shoved federal law enforcement officers. They'll give you a tour. They'll give you a soda. They'll let you in, but you can't shove federal law enforcement officers. But here's James Carville's theory on why they charged this woman. Take a listen.
Do you see a line crossed here? And what is the way for your party to deal with it?
Well, so many lines have been crossed. So many lines have been erased. I don't even know if any lines left. For me, and this is my personal opinion, I think they went after her, and I think her race has something to do with it. I'll just flat out say that.
You're of the view, and it's my job. I'll let you finish.
That's my point of view.
But it's my job to ask you to substantiate it. But you're of the view. You're of the view. Well, I'll let you finish. You're of the view that you're asserting that the Trump administration or DOJ is targeting her racially. Why do you assert that?
Because that's what they're about. And they're trying to show it's us against them. They talk about the blood of America and the poisoning of blood. And they talk about this kind of stuff. Again, let me be very clear. I don't have any proof. But if you ask me, do I think that's what happened? Yes, I think that's what happened. I think if it was a white congressperson, they would not have arrested her.
So why did they charge the black mayor of Newark, dummy? Huh? Why did they charge him? Because that would have been the greatest political gift to Ross Baraka, who's black. And his dad was a black militant extremist lunatic who talks about genocide, by the way. He's talking about the genocide of white people all the time. Why did they arrest him? They arrested him. Why didn't they charge him? Why did Alina Haber drop the charges if it's just a race thing? Why? And there were other members of Congress who were there who were black. Why didn't she charge all of them? What a dummy. And you've given Representative McIver the greatest gift in the world. The greatest gift in the world is that she got arrested. Let's be honest. That's what they wanted. It's why they did it, and it's what they wanted, and that's the bottom line. And if you ask me, the Democrat primary for governor changed tremendously when that occurred. Kale, are you coming back in here or are you going back out?
Getting my stuff, Rich.
All right, next time you come in here, if you don't bring an alcoholic beverage, you and I are not friends anymore.
What do you want? Red wine?
Cabernet? Cabernet. Yeah, Cabernet. Nice. Yeah, thank you. All right, very appreciate it. It's good. Nice. That was easy. And get some. You guys want Matt? You want a Coke, Coca Cola?
Oh
for
man,
you?
If they have Coke, yeah, definitely.
You're not getting a Coke, Justin. You want a man? You want a beer? You want a man's drink?
I'll see how I'm feeling at the end of next segment.
Right, he wants a Coca Cola too. I can tell.
Matt, how many times have we been over this that I can't have caffeine?
Well, then you should know that he could have a Coca Cola.
He can't have caffeine. Why do you want to kill Justin? Caffeine. He's the only competent person on this show.
There's caffeine-free Coca Cola. He could enjoy that.
I don't think Odyssey shelled out for the caffeine-free Coca-Cola.
You know, my friend Sarah's going to text me again and say this is a boring segment because now we're talking about caffeinated beverages or caffeine-free soda, I should say.
Well, I find it riveting.
Yeah, you do because you have no taste.
I have great taste. It's proof my love for Coca-Cola.
What is this clip you added for me?
Oh, I added a good clip, I think. It's Representative Sean Carston, who I'm not familiar with, but evidently he is a congressman from Illinois, a Democrat. He was at a press conference on Capitol Hill today railing against the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, and he said that America's oil, gas, and coal industries are losers.
I think I have a buddy in the energy industry who's listening right now. Let's see if he agrees. Take a listen.
And so the oil industry, the gas industry, which is also losing market share, the coal industry, could play like a big boy. They could do like the White Sox are doing and either say, I'm going to keep sucking until I go bankrupt because in competitive markets, that's what happens when you suck. Or I could find a way to pivot and sell. Or instead choosing to say, to go to Congress and say, can you please kick the competitive people out of my industry because I can't compete. So they're going out there and saying, let's ban the construction of new transmission lines. Let's ban the construction of offshore wind, because every time you build one of those, it makes it harder for me to sell my product to people who don't want it. Let's ban the construction of EV charging stations. Let's ban the construction of EVs. Let's build LNG export terminals, because if we export gas overseas, it raises the price of natural gas in the United States, and I can make more money, especially if I don't have to compete with the Yankees.
I want to try to bring Dom Giordano in here for a second, if I could. Can we grab Dom?
Yeah, I'll go get him.
And see if I can, and see if Dom can come in here for a quick second, because I want to ask Dom a question. The great Dom Giordano, thank you for joining me for a moment.
Yes, Mr. DeMille. Ready for my close-up.
You look fantastic, by the way. But it's the wine speaking.
Exactly. I've had two, too. Everybody looks great.
I heard your interview today with Congressman Jeff Van Drew.
Yes.
Well done, by the way.
Thank you.
First of all, well done by your producers getting him, since apparently my producers can't.
Come on, Matt DeSantis. Let's go in there.
It's unbelievable. But
Dan, don't take that as a credit to you. It's just DeSantis is slacking here. That's all.
Yeah, Dan, it's not that you're good. It's just that Matt's just that bad.
Exactly.
All right? It's just that. You asked him about the windmills.
Yes.
And he clarified that.
Inadequate answer, I'd say, as much as I love Andrew.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. You know, I think what we're seeing here is, I don't know if you share this, Trump's populism make people happy in this bill. There's a little bit of that. And I think the same thing with the wind thing here.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who they were making happy, but the people that really are into this and know stuff, they're concerned it's sluicing into Jersey there, North uh-huh. Jersey, and then back our way. I don't think Trump would go that way, but it is curious. Yeah.
But he was saying this Empire Wind Project, they're saying they already started the construction, so they got to keep going with it. And
that's what the argument was.
Yeah.
But how do you and I know? We have to go out there and calculate this type of stuff.
Right.
Strikes me as not right. And Jeff is very sensitive about the Medicare
yes.
stuff, which I get Republicans. It really now is almost like Social Security and Medicare. Medicaid is treated that way. Mm-hmm. But we have people that our listeners think, no, they shouldn't be on Medicaid. Thousands, if not millions of them. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the other part about this, too, is that I thought when he was bringing up this issue, because in case you don't know, they're now saying this Empire Wind project can go forward in exchange for liquid natural gas pipelines going through New York State, connecting this long project. But as you read the details of this, that's not guaranteed that
right.
the gas pipelines are actually going to happen. It's like, well, now we've opened the door for this, but it's not a done deal.
That would be a good trade-off. It strikes me, but I don't live there. Again,
yeah, but again, it's not a guaranteed trade-off, though.
You were on this early on, and the whales got people emotionally involved, and mm-hmm. then we pivoted toward the idea, this is our legacy, the Jersey Shore, and Cape May with you, Mulligans. we want to go there. We don't want to see this.
Yeah.
And the whales gave us enough emotionality. We didn't seem like we're spoiled or something. And so far, we've been able to defeat them. But there's real fear. These people don't give up. How many times do they have to be defeated?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with you. Your thoughts on the New Jersey governor's race, and did you watch the Republican primary debate last night?
I watched the Rooney-Spadia, not a Spadia fan, as you probably can imagine, on several levels, and claiming that Matt Rooney was reading from the mail, or I don't think so, with this guy. So we have Matt on tomorrow. We'll talk about this.
I was just having him on today, and I blew him off accidentally. Yeah. I just forgot. But
yeah, and I'm a little bit more concerned. I'm looking at the betting odds that people use. I thought that Chinarelli would be the favorite here. It seems to be very, very close. And Cheryl, if she's the nominee, Rich, has enough cover. The media will be able to cover this. But if they make it about affordability, well, I wanted to ask you something, too. If you
go for it.
The
yeah.
salt thing. Not that you...
The salt.
The salt thing is amazing to me. 40,000. They started with 64.
Wait, they're up to 40 now?
Yes, that's what the number is. And they started, the negotiation was 64 single.
Yeah.
And then someone like you was 124,000 to be taken off. 124,000 to be taken off your...
What?
Who has that as their federal tax?
They
need another guy.
Holy cow.
That's what they started. Lower. The New York guy is, and they're, and I get it. You know, this idea, and you're the quintessential Jerseyan. We want people, you're behind enemy lines, to be able to stay in Jersey. It has a sense of place, kind of like South Philly, et cetera. Yet, how do we get you through this? Not 40,000.
I thought they had reached a deal at 30,000, and I thought that was generous. Byron Donald said
30,000. It's going to be 40. That's Van Drew. And a couple of other people today, I think it'll end up at 40.
That's a lot. People are going to be very unhappy about that outside of this area.
Yeah, a lot of our listeners are saying stuff like, look, I hate it, but I'll do it. They just want this bill passed. And I don't know about that. I want to see.
There's going to be a lot of things in this bill we utterly hate. Exactly. And the only reason why this is even remotely okay, Dom, is because they can bypass the Senate 60-vote requirement.
That's giving some grace. They also admit my own bias. School choice is in here. $5 billion.
Yeah.
You pay in, people pay in, they get a tax break, and kids get $5 billion to break out of schools. For me, that's a real winner. I think they ought to publicize that a little bit more, maybe.
Yeah, they should. This is the kind of thing that normally we would be railing against if it wasn't for this 60-vote issue. And they can make changes, as you pointed out today in your show, Social Security and Medicaid, without having to worry about the 60 votes, which they could never get.
Right.
That's the only saving grace in all this. Otherwise, this is the kind of thing we would say, throw out. You know.
Yeah, and I don't think some of these Republicans, I know you like Massey, I do on paper,
I like Massey.
I do. Chip Roy, I kind of like, but I think the guy's...
I like Chip Roy, too.
A little bit difficult. I don't think they're grandstanding.
What did Scott Perry come on your show today?
No, he did. We're working on because Trump apparently got the Freedom Caucus together with the House leadership.
That's what they need to do.
And I like the Freedom Caucus. Yeah. I don't think these are... Matt Gaetz, I think, is a grandstander. I don't think these guys are. Perry's definitely not. They're trying to hold the line here. You just can't say we got to go over the finish line, do anything.
Now, have you changed your mind finally on Sauceverse gravy? Have you?
No.
After our debate?
Have you finally seen the light? Gotten more fun. People are sending me the instant like I didn't see it. Nona's on Netflix. Check it out. They say gravy four times. It's the taking four grandmoms, opening a restaurant in Staten Island, and we were taping it. And people on Twitter, as that debuted on Netflix, were putting it down. But I'd have to say the sauce people that night were in the majority.
Yeah, we had the sauce.
Which was a little bit more surprising. And they were louder. People came up whispering to me, it's gravy.
Yeah.
Why are the gravy people afraid? I thought they'd be out there.
Well, the gravy people, I guess we're not as sauced as the sauce people were. Well, because the sauce people were very dramatic.
Yeah, another thing, is it niche or niche?
I'm going niche.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going niche. Right.
We're in unison.
On that we agree.
Nick Cale this morning, long pause and goes niche.
No.
And Dan and Henry, both, that generation, somehow or another say niche.
What do you two say back there? What do you guys say?
Oh, it's niche.
Sanders looks like a niche.
Yeah. Niche, for sure.
It's niche.
It's niche.
It's niche.
Niche.
What's you don't want to be with a Harvard elitist, who, by the way, was the Harvard mascot. The mascot was revealed today. The Harvard mascot, Matt DeSantis.
It's not true.
DeSantis said Harvard is going to say that.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, niche. Do you want to sound like an elitist and say niche, or like a man and say niche?
I mean, you are giving me a compelling argument to switch it to niche.
Yeah, a real man. How many guys in South Philly go, oh, what's your niche? No, you get punched in the face. You can get away with saying sauce in South Philly. You can't say niche in South Philly.
Yeah, that's right. You can get away with saying sauce. Yeah, but yeah. I'm amazed. It's almost like saying aunt or aunt. These guys, both Henry and Dan.
It's aunt.
Right.
It's my aunt.
My aunt. It's
yeah, she's got a great niche.
She has a vase. Your aunt has a vase. She's making gravy. Well, maybe not. And that's her niche.
I dare any of you guys to go down to South Philly and walk around and ask them what their niche is. Go up to the average guy on the street and just say, what's your niche, sir? I'd like to know and see how that works out for you, all right?
I'll pitch up. Thank you.
Dom, I know you got to get out there and I got to take a break, but always great to see you, my friend. I appreciate it. Dom Giordano, everybody. As we continue along the show here at our fourth and final hour. Weigh in the hot topic. That is a big serve of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, right over the bridge. Easy to get to from wherever you are. VeneriaDental.com. And we're coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Apparently, the Maha report will become official tomorrow. Now, today on Capitol Hill, or I believe it was today, Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. went after Patty Murray, who's a lunatic. One of the lunatic on the... I mean, she's really one of the absolute worst. And Pat... Well, I should make sure. I should be clear. Is Patty a female? Patty Murray?
Patty Murray, yeah.
I don't want to assume these days. Because remember Pat from Saturday Night Live? It's Pat. The androgynous, which is a skit you can't even find online anymore. Anyway, Secretary Kennedy... probably just ended Patty Murray's career. I wish we could believe that were the case, but nevertheless, this is what he said. Cut 20.
Senator, I want to point out that in 2021, at the beginning of his administration, President Biden submitted his budget on May. You know what? You made an accusation of me, and I'm going to answer it.
Okay, I appreciate
on May
that.
28th, he submitted his budget. So our budget. We're a new administration.
Okay, you can.
And I also want to point out.
I have just 2 minutes left. I asked you a specific.
I want to point out something, Senator. You presided here, I think, for 32 years. You presided over the destruction of the health of the American people.
Boom.
Well, I have
our people are now the sickest people in the world.
Seriously.
Because you have not done your job.
Seriously. That is an amazing.
What have you done about about the epidemic of chronic disease?
Mr. Secretary,
what have you done about the epidemic of chronic disease?
Seriously, Madam Chairman,
I would ask you to hold back.
I know the answer. She's taken money from lobbyists associated with big food, big pharma, and big agriculture. That's what she's done. That's what they've all done. That's what, and they've all bet stocks accordingly, which is why all these people have made a ton of cash and continue to do so with their insider trading. Absolutely. Marco Rubio, who's doing a great job and proving really why Trump selected him, because he is a fighter on these issues. And he gave it to Chris Van Hollen yesterday. Today it was to squad member and lunatic Pramila J-Pal. Is she the brother lover? Pramila J-Pal?
No, she is the representative from Washington. You're thinking of Ilhan Omar of Minnesota.
Ilhan Omar is the brother lover.
Yeah.
Really, it's just an excuse for me to say brother lover by asking, because I know she's a member of the squad. So,
yeah.
Not a brother lover per se, but nevertheless still a lunatic. This is cut number 19.
Student was a guest in the United States on a student visa. No one's entitled to a student visa.
So you revoked her student visa based on an op-ed which trumps the supreme law of the land, which is the Constitution.
Someone's coming up here to stir up problems on our campus. We're going to revoke their visa.
She didn't do any of that. She wrote an op-ed.
Well,
she wrote an op-ed, and I'm talking to you about her particular
case. That's her claims and your claims. Those are not the facts.
You, reclaiming my time, you revoked her student visa because
proudly.
She wrote an op-ed.
And would
you
revoke? We're going to do more. We will revoke the visa of anyone who's in this country as a guest who's here to stir up trouble.
Are you going to revoke the visa of somebody who made that?
I mean, the case,
that,
I'll look at it. I'm looking
well,
to get crazy people
actually,
out of our
it's
country.
Not just about revoking.
Forward
you actually, Secretary Rubio, excuse me, reclaiming my time. If these are legitimate law enforcement agents carrying out proper arrest, why are they hiding their identities?
Because then radical crazies will try to hurt them.
So
let's understand something, okay? You can disagree with the idea that the government of the United States of America doesn't like people who advocate ideas that are antithetical to the United States of America and kicks them out because they're not citizens of the United States of America. You can disagree with that fact. But it is still a fact that the United States government has a right to determine who gets to stay and who doesn't because they're not American citizens and they don't have First Amendment protections the same way you and I do. You could say it's against the spirit of the First Amendment. It's antithetical to that. I don't think most people, though, really have a problem with it. If there are people who are writing things and saying things that are contrary to America's interest, they don't need to be a guest in our country. It's like being a guest in somebody's home. You're a guest. Behave. You don't live there. It's not your home. It's just common sense. I would never go to Italy and write an op-ed advocating for pineapple on pizza or calling it gravy, by the way. It's just common sense. I mean, it's just the reality. We allow people to come to this country. We have never, ever tolerated this idea of while you're here, you can either advocate for overthrowing our country or the destruction of our allies on the world stage. It's we don't tolerate that. We're not going to put you in jail. We're just going to not let you stay. And if you're an American citizen, you can say whatever you want and you can do whatever you want as long as it's not violent in terms of protest because you're protected by the Constitution. But if I went to another country, I don't have the protections their citizens do, so I'm going to behave. I remember we were in Northern Ireland when I took the Zioli Army there on a trip back in, I think it was 2015. No, it was earlier than that. It was 2013 because Patrick hadn't been born yet. And it was a very tense night. It was election day. And you had the, it's always contentious in Northern Ireland. This is obviously post-Troubles, but nevertheless. And I had some political discussions with people, and at one point it got heated because we're at a bar and people are drinking, and one guy did not like the fact that I was named Richard and accused me of being named after King Richard, and I said jokingly, well, he's the Lionhearted, and he said, oh, you're named after an English king, huh? And I thought, you know, this guy's going to take me outside. First of all, I can't fight. I'm weak. I'll break. But I'm going to wind up going to an Irish, to a Northern Irish prison, a jail. And I don't have the same protections. So I just said, I'm so sorry. I apologize. I did not mean anything by that. I was just making a dumb joke. Can I buy you a Guinness or a harp, whatever it was? Because, you know, I don't know, whatever. And it was all good. It was fine. But I diffused the situation because I am a guest in their country. And I'm not stupid enough to think that I can go there and just start spreading my ideas and philosophies. And there might be repercussions for that. We have allowed at American universities in this country, we have entertained people who have brought ideas here that are so antithetical to America, its founding, and have literally been preaching that America is a terrible place, and we allow them to come to our country. And it makes no sense because we're already dealing with an internal structure of people that tell us that America is a terrible place. We don't need to be importing people to tell us America is a terrible place, or that our allies are terrible, or anything else. It is a privilege to be here. It is not a right, and you don't have the same rights American citizens do when it comes to the First Amendment. It's very simple. Exercise common sense. It's not that complicated. All right, there's something else I wanted to share with you as well, and that is this. Mark Halperin discussing 2028. And this is interesting, too, his thoughts on this alliance. We've heard a lot about J.D. Vance being the heir apparent. Marco Rubio is a guy who gets lots of attention, as you see here. Could they team up? Cut 16. Sorry, 16, Justin.
Mark, his stock has gone up, I think, in the president's eyes, as he's talked about him, and inside the cabinet.
Yeah, you know, when he was back in the Florida legislature, he was tagged as someone destined for, you know, a national profile, and his presidential campaign disappointed his supporters. But he is just one of the stars of this administration. Even if you don't agree with his policies, his knowledge of policy, his knowledge, his rhetoric, his confidence, and his winning over MAGA. He went a rough spell with MAGA over immigration, and now he is one of the heroes of the movement. And I said earlier today, I'll say it again, I really do think J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio could end up being a preordained ticket in 2028, unlike we've ever seen before.
A preordained ticket. Interesting. Well, somebody who might have something to say about that is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who today announced that Florida was banning fluoride in the water. He's definitely, I think he's going to run in 2028, too. I think he wants it. I think he definitely wants to give it a shot. And, you know, we'll see if there's a political future for him. But he's certainly going to go and try, that's for sure. So they banned fluoride, but this cut 22, exposing why the American Dental Association is furious over Florida's fluoride ban. Say that three times fast. Florida's fluoride ban, cut 22.
Well, with all due respect, they want to make this decision for other people. Because obviously you can use fluoride for dental hygiene. I do it. I think everyone does it. What they're saying is they don't trust people to take care of themselves. So you have to force it in their drinking water so you can fluoridate them that way. I think we're better off letting people make their own decisions when it comes to this. And so I understand that there's different entities that believe in these forced interventions. Our view in Florida is that we've got to focus on informed consent. And that's what we've done here.
Okay.
That's good. And so why did the Biden administration cover up the harms associated with the COVID vaccine? I'll tell you what the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations found out. And I also want to tell you about my friends at Emmons Roofing, because they are outstanding. And I'd love for you to save 10%. 10% off inflation relief discount with my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. And really, Emmons is your one-stop shop for all of your home improvement needs, from Anderson Windows and Doors to that roof with a lifetime warranty with the Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business. There's only Emmons. I mean, I've used them in two different homes over the course of 10 years, and they've done an outstanding job for me every single time. Matt and Stephanie are dedicated to your customer satisfaction. And look, when it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind are paramount. Craftsmanship is everything. The trust and the integrity of the project, it all matters. So reach out to them today by going to emmonsroofing.com. EMMONS. And remember, 10% off inflation relief discount. You can't beat that. So yeah, in the old house, the roof needed to be replaced. And I said, wow, you guys did such a great job. Let's do the windows. And they did. Our new house, they've replaced skylights and doors. And the old house, they also did the kitchen and the bathroom, too. That's right. Emmons even has a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. They'll do all that work for you with the 10% off inflation relief discount just for you. But you got to tell them I sent you. Remember, I told you earlier, it's all about helping our advertisers, our sponsors, because we are not owned by China and we do not get government subsidies. So you got to support our advertisers. And Emmons, they've been with me since day one. And Matt and Stephanie have gone above and beyond helping the Travis Manning Foundation. And they're great friends. And their son, Mason, plays with my son, Patrick. So you can trust them. You call them today. Just go to EmmonsRoofing.com. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Matt Kelly from Emmons, and then he just brings me this shirt. Look at that. Look at that. Emmons with the Under Armour logo, which is nice because I'm a Maryland guy, and not Maryland, the state, the school, and those guys went to Maryland. So very cool. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it very, very, very much. So as we continue along here, I'm in like a fishbowl because we have all these people coming by for our Odyssey thing that we have going on. And I'm about to start behaving like a monkey at a zoo. And Greg Stocker knows exactly what I mean by that. Can you talk?
Since you never have, since you're never here in the studio.
Yeah, this is the studio.
I have a bunch of fan mail for you here.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah, tons of stuff.
Look at all that.
Look at all the stuff for you.
Man, I got Road Warrior's license plate. You see that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
So wait, are you actually biking the...
Yes, yes.
Stop.
No, I am.
You're going to die.
I know. GregStockerSucks.com.
No, I know. I go there every day. It's my homepage.
That's where you can donate. No, I'm telling the Zioli Army.
Wait, are you seriously?
I'm seriously going to buy 65 miles.
If you don't make it, and you're not going to.
No.
We have life insurance for Steph and Dylan.
100%. 100%. You don't think I can do it? Did you pony up, by the way? Did you go to GregStockerSucks.com?
This is interesting because now I'm calling you out.
Uh-oh.
So now I feel like I not only have to pony up, I've got to double down. that you won't make it. So that if you do make it,
man,
I got to owe you more money. I got to owe the foundation.
All right.
The families around the Bad Children's Foundation, I got to owe them more money, don't you think?
Yeah, because all the money goes to them. None of the money goes to me. So
I mean, you got to what you beat. A little bit here and there, it doesn't hurt. But 65 miles, right?
We need to get these mics fixed. These mics suck.
But gee, if only you knew the program director, you could probably get on that.
65 miles. I'm gonna, from the Ben Franklin Bridge to the Jersey Shore.
Wow.
Atlantic City.
What do we think, guys? Can he make it? You two are going to say yes. You
I
suck up because he's the bottom.
I believe in Greg Stalker wholeheartedly.
Unbelievable sucking
I think
up.
He could do 120 miles if he tried.
The body of an Adonis. This is a warm-up for Greg Stalker.
I can't believe I even asked this question. Unbelievable. This is a warm-up. A sucking up.
I have to. So speaking of Road Warrior, I'm training. I'm going to be training with him. And Stephanie Mack and all those people,
yeah. You know, Road Warrior is clinically insane, right? I mean, like he's on no-fly lists and watch lists. Yeah.
I prefer that.
Yeah, that's good.
Greg might not complete the bike ride because he's going to go missing.
I mean, you might wind up at the Pine Barrens. I mean, it's very possible that you don't make it to Atlantic City.
It's been a good run.
it's been fine. Yeah. This is a good way to go out, I think.
100%.
I couldn't bring Reagan to the White House yesterday. She didn't pass the Secret Service background check.
I met your daughter. She's I can see why.
We talked about that, and Bridget said she will go in there and she'll start ripping things off the president's desk. It'll be ugly. It'd be awesome. Yeah, it would be awesome.
Did your kids have a good time?
They had a great time. They loved it. Yeah.
It's a cool photo op.
Yeah. You want to come to the White House Easter egg roll?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. Good. Glad I asked. Well, you'll be dead anyway from the bike ride.
That's a good point.
Really doesn't matter at this point.
It's a good point.
How long is the cut sheet going to be tomorrow?
Well, it might last 10 minutes because I've had no time. I've had no time to prep for it. So
we're all dying to know. What's the longest the What's on the Cut Sheet segment has lasted in Morning Drive since I left?
So we actually did an entire show of it one day because Nick got like food poisoning or something like that. So he texts me at 3 o'clock in the morning and says, I'm not coming in. So Dawn and I just did a cut sheet from 6 to 10 one morning.
That's probably the highest rated show you've done.
Probably was. It was fun though.
That's good.
Yeah. There was a lot of prep, but you know. Did it. A
lot of prep. And I heard the episode where you had a candidate running for governor on the show.
Bill Spadia.
Yeah, and that was fun.
Yeah.
Fireworks flew that morning.
That got interesting.
Yeah, that was... Oh, man. But you love fights.
I do love fights. I do love fights. I didn't realize it would get that contentious.
It's
a little contentious. But, you know, it's good. We've been in radio.
Hey,
know?
Listen, we had our fair share of fights over the years.
I was just going to say.
They were good times.
It happens.
I mean, looking back over the years now, I miss those days.
Do you?
No.
Not at all. Do you miss the 3:45 alarm clock?
Oh, once in a while I wake up at 4 a.m. and I go, five more hours to sleep. Oh, I got a break. All right. Thank you for listening to the show tonight. Thank you, Greg Stalker.
Love you, Greg Stalker. I love you, too.
GregStalkerSucks.com. Go there every day and give money and be generous, and I will do the same. Have a great rest of your night. Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla is up next. Keep the conversation going on. X at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.